Enlisted service members have a new route to, of all places, medical school. It's called the Enlisted to Medical Degree Preparatory Program. Dr. Art Kellerman is dean of the F. Edward Hebert School of Medicine at the Uniformed Services University of the Health Science, and he joins me now with how this new program works. Dr. Kellerman, great to have you on.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so tell us about this program. It sounds like you're maybe looking for diamonds in the rough in the enlisted ranks that could move on to med school.
Well, the Enlisted to Medical Degree Preparatory Program, or EMD P2 as we like to call it, is a nationally unique and really incredible opportunity for enlisted service members. It's a partnership between the Hebert School of Medicine here at the Uniformed Services University and the Armed Services, and will allow highly motivated, academically promising enlisted service members who dreamed of being a doctor but never saw the opportunity as realistic to not only get the necessary preparatory coursework and particularly the science prerequisites, but be able to do that while staying on active duty and realize that dream of becoming a military physician. It is an absolutely amazing program that will allow some of our most motivated enlisted service members to take a career path that they thought was out of reach.
And so how do people traditionally get to that military doctor, medical degree?
Yeah, the Uniformed Services University is the only federal health science center in the country. We serve as the leadership academy for the military health system and for the U.S. Public Health Service. I have done that since the waning days of the Vietnam War. It is an extraordinary institution because all of our medical students come in as active duty officers in the Army, Navy, Air Force, or Public Health Service. And they come from all walks of life. Some are college kids straight out of a civilian school. Others are officers from service academies or prior active duty. And historically, we have always had some enlisted service members who got a college degree on the job or found their way here. And they were stellar students. And so we thought, and the services agreed, that we should be able to make that pipeline a little bigger, a little easier for very promising enlisted service members. And that's what this program is all about. We've always had some star students who are former enlisted. We hope with this program, not only will we have more going forward, but other American medical schools will have a shot at recruiting these students as well when they complete the EMD P2 program.
So it sounds like the first order of business for these particular individuals is to get them what would normally be their pre-med requirements done.
Right. Many of these students, in fact, all of the applicants have a college degree. Many of them got that through night school or correspondence or at an earlier point in their career, but don't have the science background to compete effectively in the very high bar that modern American medical schools set. They're certainly smart enough, and that's what this program is all about. We're going to take these young men and women in. This year we have five from the Air Force, five from the Army, and look forward to getting Navy and Marines, too, in the very near future. They're getting 2 years of extra college prep at George Mason University here in the National Capital Region. And at the end of that, they'll not only have a great MedCat score, we expect, but the science background they need to either come to USU, which is my hope, or really apply to any American medical school. And I think they'll all be stellar students and ultimately stand up career-committed officers and doctors for the military health system.
So this is not necessarily a royal road to the USU or to a med school. You've got to do your good undergraduate work and get your chops to be able to qualify.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
Absolutely. But, while these first group of students have come from a variety of backgrounds, air traffic controller, medic, contract professional, special operations infantry soldiers, their GPA for their first semester at George Mason is 3.9 out of 4. They blew away a national exam in chemistry. So they definitely have the smarts. And I think that's true of large numbers of our men and women in uniform serving in enlisted ranks. And when they come out, I think they'll compete very effectively for admission here or at other schools. We'd love to run the table, but we'll have to see when the time comes. But when they come out of medical school, the services are going to get incredibly motivated, career-committed doctors who not only understand the military, but understand the lives and needs of its enlisted service members. That's a win for the services, it's a win for American medical schools, and most importantly, it's a win for the young men and women who can realize a dream they didn't think was in reach.
We're speaking with Dr. Art Kellerman. He's dean of the F. Edward Hebert School of Medicine at the Uniformed Services University of the Health Sciences. And I guess the implication here is there might be people coming into the military as enlistees that maybe didn't have the high school or the financial means to go to undergraduate school where they might have gotten some of that work done leading to med school. And this is a chance to find those people that were overlooked by the traditional system.
Absolutely. And this has been the history of this place. We like to call this America's Medical School. We're not only supported by the citizens of the United States, but we take men and women from across the country with the goal of them serving our nation around the world. And they've done that for over 42 years. I'll give you one story that illustrates why we know this program will work. Lieutenant Colonel Bob Mabry, today a star faculty member at the San Antonio Military Medical Center, had a high school GPA years ago of about a C-. Enlisted straight into the military out of high school, ended up in Special Forces, ended up a Special Forces medic, and won a Silver Star in Mogadishu because he was one of the team that was involved with Black Hawk Down. He came to the Uniformed Services University, graduated near the top of his class as class president, went on to be one of the most outstanding emergency docs in the military health system, and helped create the combat casualty doctrine today that saved many men and women's lives in Afghanistan and Iraq. He started as a C student out of high school, but he turned out to be a stand-up star. There are lots of stars like that in the enlisted ranks of America's military today, and this program will help them find that path to become docs and serve our country for years to come.
Now, does the USU specialize in certain areas of medicine that are directly applicable to the military, or can people become the types of disciplines they could work for, say, at the VA and beyond that later on?
Our curriculum is as rigorous and as broad as any medical school in America. But we also teach officership, leadership, and clearly have special strengths in surgery, emergency medicine and military medicine, preventive medicine, primary care. These are very military-relevant specialties. But our doctors come out as well-prepared as any medical school in America, but are also prepared to deploy, prepared to serve, prepared to adapt. I think in the future, the kinds of leaders we produce at this medical school will not only be huge assets to the military health system and the public health service, but to American medicine in general.
And as you look for more candidates to go into this program, how do you identify them? What's the mechanism to make sure that you have the right people on the lookout for
those services,
folks?
The services have their eyes out, and we are also, through programs like this, getting the word out to enlisted themselves. The best way to find information about this program is to go to the Uniformed Services University website, which is usuhs.edu. Click on admissions, which is easy to find, and right there on the left side of the page will be enlisted to medical degree preparatory program, and it'll give any enlisted member on the radio or who talks to a friend everything they need to know about working through this program. It's rigorous, but it's very doable. Just ask the men and women who are in class at George Mason today.
So you've got 10 in this initial class. Are there any quotas or numerical goals you hope to hit for future classes?
Our goal is ultimately we'd like to see about 25 students a year in this program. That's a pretty impressive number when you start adding it up year by year, particularly when you consider that a typical graduate of the Uniformed Services University, 70% of them serve 20 years or longer. So the American taxpayer is getting huge return on investment for this medical school, and I'm sure they will out of the graduates who come out of this program as well.